He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, September 23rd, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in a beautiful, beautiful sunny San Diego, California here on this September morning. A hint of fall in the air, a little bit of crispness, and the market's falling to celebrate, but not a lot. I think we can live with it. The Dow is down 23 points right now. The Dow is at 15,427. We've got the S&P 500 down 6.9 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 1703. We've got the NASDAQ down 8 points. Despite a pretty good move out of Apple this morning, which we'll be talking about, the NASDAQ is down 8. The NASDAQ is at 3,766. We have the 10-year yield clear down to 2.72. You've seen a little rally here, almost a quarter of a point on the 10-year, driving it down from about 2.95 to 2.... we're almost down a quarter of a point since taper not. We have oil down $1.22. Oil's coming back in here a little bit. Oil is at $103.53 right now. And we have the euro that continues to rise against the dollar. You've got a tough old gal in Merkel being reelected in Germany. And you've got a weak-kneed Fed that continues to print money, which our dollar going down against the euro because of these dynamics. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we begin a new week. We take a look at where we are at in the big picture of the market. Back in March of 2009, where were you? The S&P 500 was at 666. The Dow was at 6,600. Today, the S&P 500 is at 1,700. From 666 to 1,700. There's a math assignment for you. Figure out what percent the S&P 500 is since that fateful March day in 2009. And also the Dow, which is now at 15,423. They obviously have more than doubled, almost tripled off of those lows back in 2009. The current bull market is now 4.5 years old and counting. How old will this bull market get before it decides to turn into a bear market? Well, nobody knows the answer to that question. But as we look to the past, we see a bull that is now 4.5 years old. Now, be honest, how many people have been fully invested since March of 2009? Well, I hope a lot of you have. You've really seen some fantastic gains in your portfolio since March of 2009. If you've stayed fully invested, you're the one that deserves a badge, a medal of honor. Not the guy that didn't participate because it's a phony bull market. Not the guy that didn't participate because the economy's still bad. So I'm not getting sucked into this fake market. No, I think it's the person that listened and heard all of these pundits and stayed the course against these pundits. Now, I'm not a buy and hold kind of investor by any means. There have been a lot of challenges along the way to this current bull market, which is now 4.5 years old. One challenge after another. as you think back, I mean, if we were to draw a news timeline between here and 2009, if you've kept a kind of a news journal of all the threats, all of the things that have happened in the to the economy, all the things that have happened in the world, it's been one thing right after another. But those are things that prey on your emotions. And from an emotional perspective, from a psychological perspective, from a logic perspective, you'd say, well, I should sell the market here. This doesn't sound good. I don't like the sound of this fiscal cliff business. I don't like the sound of this government shutdown business. I don't know who the next president's going to be. I don't like the debt ceiling talks. I don't like what's going on in the Middle East. There's been one reason after another to panic and sell. But had you been doing that, had you sold, you did it from your heart. And you did it from your fear and your emotions and not from gathering the facts on the market. So that's what we do here every week. We gather up all the facts to see if there's anything that has changed the stance or has repositioned this bull into the beginning of a bear market. And we watch for those signs every single week. And we go through the same drills every single week. We look at the same indicators. We look at the same asset class rankings. We look at the sector rotation. We look at the big picture of the S&P, of the Dow, of the NASDAQ, the S&P 500. And when these guys come on TV that continue to predict doom and gloom to the markets, we say to ourselves, you know what? He thinks he knows more than the market knows. In the end, who's right? Mr. Market is always right. I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend, is it better to listen to Mr. Cramer? Or is it better to listen to Mr. Peter Schiff? Or whoever. I mean, the list goes, Dr. Doom. How about Nouriel Roubini? You ever listen to that guy? I mean, you wouldn't ever want to own a stock again if you sat down with him or listened to an interview on CNBC between him and Maria Bartiromo. He'd scare the, you know what, daylights out of you if you listened to Dr. Doom. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And if it's not those guys predicting it, then it's the newscasters looking like, the theater's on fire, yelling into the microphone this or that. All the reasons why people shouldn't be in the market right now. And then there's those that have been bearish this whole entire time for 4.5 years. They've stuck by their guns. Hey, at least they stand for something, you know? And they're not going to back down. But how much does that cost investors? How much does that cost the guy that has the 401k or the gal that has the 401k with 70 grand in it and hasn't participated in this market over the last 4.5 years because they've been listening to Porter, Porter? There's a Porter guy out there, not Porter Rockwell, but Porter, another one that writes all these doom and gloom newsletters, and he has a video out every 3 months that you have to watch. If you don't watch, you know, you're going to be doomed if you don't watch it. Porter Stansberry. If you don't subscribe to his newsletter, you're going to be in big trouble. The courageous ones are the ones that have gathered their facts every single week, looked at the big picture, sat back and said, you know what? From everything I can tell, this 4.5-year-old bull market is still intact. The market's still in an uptrend. All the important indexes are still in uptrends. You have the leading asset classes that are still stock-oriented. I don't see anything in the bond market. And I see the inverse funds at the bottom of the asset class ladder right now. If I were to sell everything today, I'd be guessing that tomorrow we're going to wake up and we're all of a sudden going to be reeling and headed toward a bear market. Instead, you have to put the probabilities on your side and weigh the facts and make a good logical decision based on facts, not on emotion, not on the desire to sell newsletters to people that are scared out of their mind half the time anyways, based on facts. Where are the facts today? As summer becomes fall of 2013, as new worries approach, they're already talking about them in the market. Where should you be positioned now? Is this bull starting to wane? Well, look, when we come back, we're going to look at the facts of the matter. I'm going to give you my opinion. You can form your own opinion. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're going to take a look inside this current 4.5-year-old bull market. We're going to pop open the hood. We're going to look at the engine. We're going to see if it needs an oil change. We're going to see if there's any leaky hoses. We're going to see if there's any steam or smoke coming from somewhere that it's not supposed to be coming from, or any wires that look a little rickety here and there, and see if this bull is still intact. Because what do we know for sure? What is the one thing we do know for sure? We don't know how long the bull's going to last, but we do know that it's going to come to an end. I think you can pretty much bank on that one, that the bull is eventually going to come to an end. And then what do then? Well, we then take action, don't we? We're not going to ride it into the ground. That's why we're constantly looking under the hood, tapping on this, tapping on that, giving it a good visual examination, checking the temperature, making sure it runs smoothly, checking all the levels, fluids, making sure everything's creased properly, not running out of anything. And we're going to ride this bull for all it's worth, as long as it will take us, right? We've gone from 666 to 1703 so far. It's been a good ride. How many more miles does this jalopy have in it? Well, let's take a look. Let's begin with a one-year chart of the S&P 500. What does a one-year chart of the S&P 500 look like right now? I've talked many times. At any given time, a stock, an index, a sector, an ETF, a mutual fund, a bond fund, whatever, can only be in one of four trends. They can be in a sideways trend, which is going nowhere, just sideways for the longest of times. They can be in an uptrend, which is the best of all worlds. They can be in a trend that's topping out and starting to roll over. That's the most dangerous of all. Then they can be in a downtrend. And that's the worst trend that you want to be in, vested in. The current chart of the S&P 500 shows a very, very healthy uptrend that is still intact. If it was a corn stock, it's still growing. It's still gaining an inch a day or whatever. And healthy as can be. Doesn't need water. It's getting plenty of water. Doesn't have stunted growth right now. It's healthy, alive, and flourishing as of now. Let's step back, take a look at a bigger picture. Let's look at a three-year chart. Instead of the S&P 500 this time, let's look at the NASDAQ, which has really been strong here recently. This is a market that has been led by tech stocks, biotech stocks, pharmaceuticals, internet stocks, in other words, the go-go stuff of the market, not the defensive stuff, not the big conglomerates that depend on a global growth story. These are more companies that have carved out niches here and there and continue to thrive and grow, just like that chart of the S&P 500, just like that corn stock, just like that orange tree, which keeps putting out new leaves and growing and is healthy and thriving. The three-year chart of the NASDAQ is very impressive. Very impressive indeed. It continues to go on and hit new highs. So if you were to say today, well, we see nothing but negatives in this market today here, Jim or Maria, you'd be guessing. I mean, you'd be guessing that tomorrow, that we've seen the high last week in all the markets, and then it's all downhill from here. So far, the big picture doesn't confirm that. Now, just like very seldom do you get a V bottom, all of a sudden the market stops going down and it just reverses and starts going up. Conversely, you very seldom get a V top, where the market's been going up and up and up and up and up and up, and all of a sudden it just reverses and starts going down. Usually there's a transition. Usually there's a transition period where the market starts to level off, the accumulation starts to turn to distribution, selling starts to take place, heavy selling starts to take place. Panic selling starts to take place. Markets roll over. Indexes roll over. Sectors roll over. Asset classes roll over. Individual stocks roll over. And they start looking over a cliff. And they start heading down the mountain instead of up the mountain. Right now, as we sit here today, there's no indications of that whatsoever as I look at these healthy, thriving, flourishing charts of the market. And you know what? You can't take a bad day in the market. Let's say on Wednesday the market's down 250 points. Now, sometimes that's the beginning of the end. But you really can't take one day and say, that's it, I'm out. You know what? You've got to sit back a little bit. You got to be patient. You got to watch the facts. You got to let them gather and accumulate. That's kind of why I like to recap them once a week, just to see where we're at, to see if there's any leaks starting to to burst open here in this bull market. And just looking at the big picture here, I don't see any at the current time. I recorded a segment last week on the show about what are the signs to watch for. And you can go back and watch that. It's on my website. What will we be looking for? How will we know when things are starting to turn from north to south, when the market is beginning a slow 180-degree turn? You know, when you're out on the ocean, we use a compass, and each little notch is 1 degree. And a 1 degree, if you're 1 degree off course, over 20 or 30 miles, you can be pretty far off course by the time you get there. If you're 10 degrees off course, you have to keep adjusting. You have to make sure. If you don't have a compass and you're in the dark, I can remember the day when I did a complete 180 and hadn't even realized and was heading back to the harbor in the middle of the night. Ah, live and learn. You know, I've since learned to guide myself by the stars. But what if the stars aren't out? Well, then you got trouble. So it's important, you know, to notice if the degrees of the market are starting to change a little bit. If it gets 10 degrees off course, no big deal. If it gets 20 degrees off course, what you don't want is it to turn around and all of a sudden be heading 180 degrees opposite from where you're heading now. The bull market, at least from this point of view, the big picture, the charts, is still intact. But we still got to look under the hood. We've just looked at the general engine. It seems to be running fine right now. I've stepped on the gas. Everything sounds good. But now we got to tinker a little bit more and check the hoses and the belts and things like this to make sure there's no problems arising in this current bull market. We're going to take a look when we come back at things like asset classes. Are they starting to crack? Are they starting to leak? What's going on in the sectors in the market? This is all crucial. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Stay tuned. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. We sent out the newsletter over the weekend, just like we do every other weekend. Boy, we're having a good year here. I hope you're following along, and I hope you've been following along for the last 4.5 years. Aggressive growth portfolio as of Friday was up 33.8% after all expenses. Before expenses, it's up 35.45%. Maybe there's something to this Best Stocks Now concept of marrying value with performance and being in the right asset classes at the right time and being in the right sectors at the right time and being out of the wrong ones. It's just as important to be out of the wrong ones because they can really kill your performance. Look at this year, 2013. If you've had any kind of heavy exposure to bonds or international markets or precious metals, you have really been hit hard in 2013. I've completely avoided those areas because my app told me to. You know, other guys, maybe they can benefit from the app. I don't know. I wrote a little thing in the newsletter last week over the weekend about who to listen to. There's a lot of people out there. Here's a headline from August 2011 by Peter Schiff. Avoid disaster, get out of U.S. assets. Peter Schiff. That was on Yahoo, the article. And he continues to this day to warn people to avoid disaster. I think it's a disaster if you haven't been in the U.S. markets over the last 4 years, where we've seen the S&P go from 666 to 1700. Now, I'm not saying there's not danger ahead, but let's ride this thing for all it's worth while it's going good. How can he continue? I don't know, man. I would eventually stop going on TV. I'd be so embarrassed. But you know what? There's a group of people out there that love to hear this kind of talk. It's almost like they're disciples of these people, the Doomsday Prophets, Financial Doomsday Newsletter writers. You know, hey, eventually they'll probably be right. But in the meantime, let's go with the facts that are out there today. And let's invest accordingly. And when things start to fall apart, well, let's make money going the other way if we can, all right? Another guy that they parade on the CNBC all the time, big friend of Jim Cramer, their buddies, their cohorts on thestreet.com, they sell their advice. It's very expensive to subscribe to their stuff. Very expensive. My stuff is a bargain. They're talking a couple $1,000s to subscribe to their stuff. To see, I send out my basic stuff for free every week. If you want to see my model portfolios, you know, I'm probably the best bargain in the business, in the industry. Here's what Doug Cass has been saying. Doug Cass just recently, let's see, do I have the date here? He says that... Oh, this is August of 2013. See, he was on Twitter all day long. He left Twitter. He says, Twitter has some value to the day trader, but it has little or no value to the long-term investor like myself. Cass said that he remained net short of the market, adding that he was looking at three major factors. Now, remember, this is August. I don't know how much the market is up since then. He was looking at three major factors that would likely prove his thesis correct. China, economic activity, and rising interest rates. Now remember, you're paying $2,000 a year for this advice. And a potential tapering of the Federal Reserve's bond buying program would hit the market hard, he added. I think it's profoundly negative. Well, no wonder he left Twitter. You know why? Because he had all these people that paid $2,000 for that advice, and now they're mad. And they're writing to him on Twitter. They're just calling him to task. You know what? If I'm wrong, I admit I'm wrong. I bought a bad stock a couple, 2-3 weeks ago. I had no idea. All the probabilities were there, but it was a stinker. And I moved on. In fact, I bought China early this year. That's probably because I'm listening in the back of my mind to these guys on TV. I said, you know, I kind of like this China story. I like the chart. Even though it's not like the top-ranked asset class right now, I'm just going to try to get in early. And I was wrong. And I got out after 4 or 5 weeks. And the people that have listened to me this year, 2013, actually since 2009, since the bottom of the market, I think you've done pretty good. I haven't led you astray. So the question is, who do you listen to? And I answered, none of the above. You listen to Mr. Market, because Mr. Market tells you where the market is, where the market's been, and what the probabilities are at the current time. The next thing I look at In the first half of the show, we looked at the big picture. We looked at the big stock chart. We looked at the one-year chart of the S&P 500. We looked at the three-year chart of the NASDAQ. Now we got to look in a little further. We got to get that little flashlight out. You ever notice how a good mechanic's always got a little flashlight? It can get into spots that you and I can't get into, and they know what they're looking for. Here's what I'm looking for with my little flashlight. I'm looking at the asset classes that make up this market. There's 45 different asset classes. We can invest in mega caps, small caps, micro caps. Or we can leave the market entirely alone and we can invest in fixed income. We can short the market. There's all kinds of inverse ETFs out there. We can buy mortgage REITs. We can buy REITs. We can buy Chinese stocks, Vietnamese, Brazilian stocks. We can buy almost anything our heart desires nowadays for a mere whatever your discount broker charges. Here's the leading asset classes. I've narrowed it down to 45. At the current time, at the top of the heap, small cap growth domestic. That's been at or near the top of the leaderboard since the beginning of the year. And if you continue to ride these small cap domestic stocks, you are putting money in your pocket. Number two, mid cap value. A very close cousin here of small cap growth. Number three, small cap dividend. Number four, small cap value. You notice the theme here? Number five, micro caps. These are little guys under $250 million. Number seven, mid cap growth. And number eight, the NASDAQ 100. What do they all have in common? Equity, stocks, ownership, no debt. No loaning money to anybody right now. Afraid of getting paid back, to be honest with you. Got all of these equity sectors leading the market higher. Risk on. It's not the mega cap blue chips. It's not the large caps. It's not the Dow. It's the mid and small and micro cap stocks. Throw in some technology. That's where the action is. You know, I rarely go beyond the top eight asset classes. And as I look at number 9 through 16, I see nothing there that I have any interest in at all. They're called middle of the pack. Like a horse race. There's those ones that are challenging at the very end of the race, and there's all of those what we call pack animals. They're in the middle of the pack. Baseball has them. Football has them. The stock market has oodles of stocks that are middle of the pack, pack animals. Another name for it, mediocrity. And unfortunately, this is where a lot of people shop, is in the mediocrity area of the market. Stick with those top eight out of 45 asset classes. How valuable is the app just to tell you what the top eight asset classes are on a daily basis? That's absolutely vital. Equally as vital is it tells you what the worst eight asset classes are. These are the ones you want to avoid at all costs. If your guy or gal or yourself who's ever managing your money has you in inverse funds, as short as bearish the market, like the aforementioned Peter Schiff and Porter Stansberry and a Doug Cass and whoever else, Dr. Doom, Nouriel Roubini, it goes on and on and on and on. They're in the wrong area of the market. They're in the worst. They've given you the worst advice that you can possibly have. You're getting clobbered. They have you in gold. It's at or near the bottom. It's had its little burst here and there, giving people some cheap thrills, but in the end, it's at or near the bottom. If they have you in treasuries, fixed income, bonds, terrible advice. Those are the worst asset classes to be invested in. Hey, so far, the little flashlight's not showing anything wrong here. We're still in good shape. But now we're going to get out the microscope, okay? Because I see something here we need to look at when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at
gut trade, visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, what we've looked at so far, here's what we know. The bull market is now 4.5 years old. Now, along the way, the leadership baton has changed several times. Along the way, I've been focused and concentrated in different areas of the market. I can remember coming out of the 2009 lows, how well the high-yield bonds did. There's a lot of closed-end funds in that area. Boy, they really did well. The junk bonds that were just battered to a bloody pulp. How well the emerging markets did coming out of 2009. I've made a lot of money in China and Latin America, Brazil at one point in time. And then, you know, it's just kind of shifted around. One year it was all large cap blue chip dividend payers. That was the only action in the market. And this year it's risk on. It's small and mid and micro cap domestic stocks. How important has that information been? Well, my aggressive growth accounts up 33 to 35% right now so far this year. It's been absolutely vital, but it's going to change at some point. And we're going to have to watch for those subtle changes. I think we've determined that so far the 4.5-year-old bull, just looking at the charts of the markets here, it's still intact for now. And as we look at the asset class rankings, nothing has changed again this week. Now that should be music to your ears if you're in the right asset classes. Why should that be music to your ears? That means the trend is still in place. This is the trend that we've been riding since November of last year, basically. And we're still riding that trend for all it's worth. At some point in time, this bus is going to pull over and you're going to have to get off. But for now, this is the bus you want to be on. And I wouldn't say it's the most crowded bus in town ever either. I don't know how many people are out there. I don't see the guys, these pundits on the TV and on the radio telling everybody they should be in small and mid-cap, micro-cap domestic stocks and it's risk on, technology this. Biotech that. I don't hear that. I don't know that it's that crowded of a bus, to be honest with you. I think there's still a lot of angry people sitting on the bond bus or sitting in the gold bus or sitting in the emerging market bus and have been missing out on this trend that's been in place since last November. Again, 4.5 years old. The leadership in the market since November has not changed. We've had a few head fakes by gold. We've had a few false starts by the emerging markets. But if you've sat tight in those top 8 asset classes, making a little tweaking here and there along the way, you're sitting awfully pretty today. And of course, we want to remain in that pretty spot. When this thing starts to turn, we want to turn with it. But as for now, those are still the leading asset classes. Now we fine-tune it a little bit more. Once we've determined that the stock market, that equities are the best place to be, in fact, I have 100%. Call me controversial. Call me a rebel. I'm the contrarian. It's the people that have the asset allocations that are sucking wind this year. All of their stock market gains are being offset by their bond losses and their foreign and international emerging market losses. It's been all about U.S. stocks. But it won't always be about U.S. stocks. We have to look for those subtle changes. We next go to the sectors within the stock market. What do I see? I see number one, internet. Same old, same old. Number two, I see biotech. Same old, same old. Number three, I see pharmaceuticals. No change at the top. Number four, I see aerospace. You know, Boeing's had a great year. There's not a lot of stocks in the aerospace sector, but it's had a great year. If you're a index sector player, that's been good to you. Number five, I see the global shipping index. You know, I don't get too excited there. Number seven, six, global gaming index. And then seven and eight are the retail and the consumer discretionary. And right below that is still the healthcare stocks. In my book, the places you still want to have your big concentrations are the internet stocks. This is Yelp, Yahoo, Pandora, on and on and on and on and on. LinkedIn. You still want to have the biotech stocks, at least for now. It's going to fall apart at some point in time, but they're still riding the wave. The pharmaceuticals, some of the retail, specialty retailers, Tractor Supply, and the healthcare stocks. To me, that's where it's at. That's where the action is still. Now, let's just take a quick look here at the worst sectors in the market. These are the ones that you want to avoid because they're at the bottom of the heap. You could be 100% in the stock market this year, not doing that well. Why? Because you'd be in the wrong sectors of the market, like the gold miners, like the mining, the metals, the commodities, real estate stocks, agriculture, the financials, not doing that well. They're at the bottom of the heap. So I guess in summary, you know, it's important to be in the right areas of the market. Let me just give you a couple of startling statistics here. The NASDAQ's up 25% this year so far. The bond market is down 13.4%. That's almost 40% differential, 400 basis point differential between a good performing asset class and a bad performing asset class. Let me give you some other startling statistics. Gold down 21% this year. Okay? For all the gold bugs that say we should sell all U.S. assets, avoid disaster, and be in gold, it's been a bad call this year. Emerging markets down 6.2% year to date, 6.2%, while the U.S. markets are up anywhere from 17 to 25%. Being in the right place at the right time is what it's all about. That's why I call my show Best Stocks Now. I should also call it Best Asset Classes Now, Best Sectors Now. And you got to avoid the bottom of the heap, and that's going to make a huge, huge difference in your portfolio. And then being able to spot those subtle changes that eventually will occur in the market and moving with them. No wonder so many people just throw up their hands and put a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit over there. That's called asset allocation. That's easy. It takes very little work. But you know what? A little bit of work is well worth it. Just look at the results we've produced this year. PWStreet.com to get our newsletter, or 855-611-BEST to have us manage your money. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.